We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, I'm Eddie. I know nothing about sports, but I love to watch sports, but I'm going to give you some strong opinions about something I don't know, and that's sports.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. Some days I don't give you a lock because I'm not feeling it. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Two for the Money. I'm sure Eddie still hasn't watched it.
I still have not watched it.
Back to what I was saying, it is the most awesome movie ever, and it shows you that you only bet when you feel it. You don't bet just randomly on a day night. You bet when you know the games, and that's only when I give you my locks it up.
Do you know why it's called Two for the Money? Do you know where they got that title from?
I'm guessing a music video. I don't know. You're a music historian.
Yeah, Elvis. One for the money, two for the money.
I knew it was something music.
Show.
I knew it.
I have no idea if that's right.
One for the money, two for the show. That's the way the song goes. But I think two for the money means like let's put it all in. Like let's double up that bet.
Yeah, and Ray, you speaking of like talking about gambling, I was gonna wait to talk about this, but since you said you don't only feel it, Eddie is now addicted to gambling.
Oh my gosh.
Because Eddie never had an online gambling account until this past weekend, and he started doing parlays for $1, $2, and he said, oh, I'm just going to do a few of these a weekend, and we're going to move on. Well, lo and behold, Eddie did like 10 parlays this weekend, and then he can't even wait until this weekend for football, so now he's on the World Series betting, oh, who's going to have the first home run?
Did you hit one of those?
I did not. Nobody hit a home run last night. No one.
It was 4-2 and there wasn't one
not
home run?
One
no.
One homer.
Oh, there was one off the top of the green monster, though.
I didn't have him, though. So.
Oh, you didn't have bets?
No, I didn't.
So anyway, Eddie texts me and then he's like, oh, just got that. David Price over 4.5 strikeouts. Woo! Like, he is betting on anything and everything
now.
Well,
let's back up. The reason I have this account is because Ray wanted me to start an account so I can do this 12-game NFL parlay.
Dude, listen.
You started this mess.
And you won your parlay, and you were awesome, and I told you I love your swag. The only danger with gambling is it's addictive. Why do you think they have the Gamblers Anonymous hotline? Why do you think people get addicted to gambling and lose their mortgages and their homes? If you don't get addicted, it's the most beautiful drug there is.
Boys.
But when you get addicted, that's when you cross the line and you start losing relationships with your kids. Your wife is going to see you distance yourself a little bit. All of a sudden, a payment's going to be late on the electric bill. Things like this are going to happen when you become addicted to gambling.
I mean, it has become a thing where I'm on my computer a lot researching for the bets, and my wife's like, you've been working a lot lately. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of work. I'm just catching up. You know, really behind right now. And I'm like researching on like, all right, who's
like, what did you research last night?
Just home runs, like how they've been doing in the postseason and all that, you know? And then just looking at Dave Price's average on pitching. How many strikeouts does he get on average? So on average, he gets about 9, you know? So I'm like, all right, it's a pretty good...
Eddie took it was a bad odds because he had to bet $20 to win 12.
Oh my gosh.
So here's my tactic, Ray, and you're the gambling guy of the show.
So his total win would be $32 for you guys at home.
So here's my thinking.
20 plus 12.
When the World Series started, I'd bet $5 on who will hit the first home run. I picked four players, $1 each, four players, and then $1 on no home runs hit. That was World Series game one.
So you didn't take no one last night?
I did not.
Oh,
I took
man.
The field last night. So I was like, you know what? There's got to be a home run tonight. So I picked the field last night, and I picked four other players. I didn't hit any. So my thinking—
So you're down $10
on
that bet.
No, so my thinking before going into yesterday's game was like, all right, I bet five. I lost it. I'm about to bet another five. I'll probably lose it. So let me do an insurance bet.
Great attitude.
It seems pretty solid, and I'm confident that David Price will throw more than five strikes. Strikeouts.
Strikeouts is different than five strikes.
No, I know.
If he doesn't throw five strikes,
he's in trouble.
What an easy bet.
No, five strikeouts. So I'm like, you know what? The odds are bad, but I'll bet $20 to win 12. So I was like, and that'll cover me. Now I haven't lost any money. I hit that. So boys, I made $2.
Love it.
On two games, and that's my tactic. Like, I don't intend to lose a lot of money because...
Well, no one intends to lose a lot of money. No one ever does.
I'm not betting a lot is my thing. And an update, I've already cashed out $100.
That check's coming in. Did you do check or what?
Check.
You, okay.
Yes. So from my winnings, I started on this website $50 entry, $50 deposit. I've already withdrawn
$100.
Left? $100. 90. I have $90 in there.
Okay. So right now you're a positive... What, you made 50... So you made $140 so far.
140, Yeah.
Okay. And that's 50 of that is the free money they give you when you sign
up. No, I canceled that money. I didn't even take that money.
Oh, you didn't take that money.
I helped him get rid of the bonus because they make you then roll it over. Next thing you know, you lose all the money.
They locked my available withdrawal funds with that bonus. And I was like, cancel that bonus.
Okay,
and
so then you're up 140. That's not bad.
Yeah, so now I'm just going to pace myself. Going into Saturday, I'm a little stressed out because I do get excited about
what do you mean going
games.
Into Saturday? There's a game tonight.
Well, I have my 12-game parlay already figured out.
Oh, you already have it?
I've already picked it.
It's starting on a Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
So who do you have tonight? You have the Texans versus the Dolphins.
I do have.
At Texans. So I want to know if that's part of your parlay, if we're talking about it right now.
Well, you know my strategy. My strategy is to do one parlay with one game, one team, and then another parlay with another team.
So you have more than one parlay?
I do. I have three parlays going.
Okay, and here's what I love. Gambling is awesome to talk about. It's great to do your one bet. It's great to do parlays, but it's so difficult to talk about them and them to be interesting to other people.
I know.
So I don't know how we can really discuss his parlays and make it interesting.
Well, see,
maybe we post it on Twitter, you follow along that way. Maybe when he wins, that's when we talk about it. But when you give us 12 teams in your parlay,
no,
I fall asleep every
no,
time.
No, here's the thing. I thought he only had one parlay, mm-mm, and so I was going to go with what team he had tonight so people could be cheering for that team. And that
But
was
he doesn't.
It.
He has three.
He has three. So now
right
we don't
now,
need to know what team you have because you have both teams.
As of now, by 4 o'clock today, I may have four parlays going. We'll see.
So you have both teams tonight.
Yes.
Dude, one of his parlays is automatically a loss.
Here's the thing. You're a genius. You won that 17 parlay, or was it 10? It was
seven.
That was amazing. That was awesome. Now when you tell us you have three parlays going, you've got money there, money out this way, oh, you're hedging, you're investing, oh, that's a safety insurance one, now you're sounding like a crazy person.
No, guys, here, listen. All these parlays are $1 bets. Right now, I have $3 invested on NFL this whole week. $3 and a chance to win $3,000.
And that is what's going to be, that's your saving grace. The reason you're doing just $1 bets on stuff, that's amazing. But those $1 bets have to be parlays where you can win great amounts. Your $20 bet to win 12, that's how you lose your ass.
That was just a cover so I can make up all my money that I've lost on World Series.
That's like those people,
say no more.
That's like when Seattle is a 14-point favorite at home and someone bets $25,000 on the money line that Seattle's going to win $800 and Seattle loses. You think it's a sure bet and it's like, oh, that was stupid. But congratulations, you have both teams tonight. So no matter what, Eddie's parlays move on. That's just, hey.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
I'm an automatic winner.
Yeah, and you're an automatic loser also.
Hey,
you're also an automatic loser.
Will you seriously watch Two for the Money, though?
Yeah, I really will.
All right.
We will. And usually
you're going to watch it, too?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Right. And I bought it on iTunes because I wanted to rewatch it.
Is it still great?
That damn thing. You only got 48 hours to watch it. I missed it in my window.
You rented it.
Yes, I bought it.
So you rented it, and then you never watched it?
Yeah, I didn't have time in 48 hours. I was that busy.
But, Coach,
why would you rent it? And if you're not going to sit there and watch it right then.
But it won't even count the 24 hours until you start it. Did you start it and then quit?
It says I started counting down. I checked it later and said 47 hours.
Weird.
Yeah.
Usually you can click rent.
Yes.
And then
when
you
start
watching it, that's when the clock starts.
Yes. And usually we start the show with a game, so now we want to play the game.
Come on.
It's called
Would You Rather?
Would you rather have diarrhea during your wedding or on your wedding night?
Like when you're...
Yep.
I guess during the wedding. I mean, all right, I'll go wedding night. I'll go wedding night because it's not as embarrassing. You're not pooping your pants in front of the whole freaking church or wherever you're getting married. At night, you just be like, my bad, I got diarrhea. Like, we're just going to have to hold off. That's the dumbest question ever.
No, this is hilarious.
Ray,
it really
you
makes
think?
You think.
Dude, the wedding night has to be the option because during the wedding, there's so many eyes on you. Wedding night, you can get away to a bathroom, cork it, and then get back to your girl.
Cork it?
Yeah.
How do you cork it?
There's things.
What do you mean cork it?
If you're having some issues.
You can put a stop to that?
Yes.
With a physical object?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You are just making things
he's
up.
He's dead there serious.
No.
Look at his face. He's
no,
dead
I'm
serious.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm saying if you...
No, well, don't Google.
So you
Lunchbox,
can,
what are you Googling?
I'm going to Google, is there anything you can put back there to
Google.
Stop diarrhea?
Don't Google
no,
that.
So what I'm saying is, so you can take the fiber pills, there's Metamucil. That takes hours, though. The immediate cure...
No, that makes you go.
No, the Metamucil firms it up and firms the stools. That's what the purpose of Metamucil is. And it slows your process down.
I think he's right.
Yeah, it's not. It
doesn't make you go. It's not a
laxative. Yeah. So anyways, if you've got a serious issue, folks, you find a bathroom, you get some toilet paper, and you just cork it.
With toilet paper?
Yeah.
So you crumble the toilet paper like in a tube style, yeah. And then you just shove it in there.
Yeah, that'll keep you.
Who taught you that?
I've been doing that for a year. At baseball, if you get really nervous before a game, cork it.
Metamucil is used to treat constipation. It helps you go to the bathroom.
Better, not like
immediately. I didn't think it was a laxative, though.
It's not a laxative, Coach.
Laxative is the one that just
Coach, I got some Metamucil in there.
I don't know what a laxative is, but I'm saying if you're trying to stop stuff from coming out, I don't think you're taking Metamucil. Yeah. That helps you go to the bathroom.
You're probably right.
That's
probably
what I mean. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what
it
a laxative is.
It helps you go to the bathroom in an efficient manner. I literally just took 4 Metamucils. I'm not going to go to the bathroom in the next 40 minutes. You're
right. That's what I'm saying. You're saying to stop diarrhea, you would take Metamucil, and I don't think that's right.
Over time, it'll help you in 10 hours, but it's not going to help you immediately. In 10 hours, you're going to be better. You're going to have some efficient, solid restroom usage time. But what I'm saying immediately, you got to find some other quick fix.
See, I'm doing it during the wedding because everybody can relate to you. Like, man, I've been there. That poor dude, I've been there. Like,
I've never been there.
You never had diarrhea?
Not where it's come out of my pants.
Well, I think everybody says, oh, he must have had something bad to eat, and they totally feel bad for you, and then you can enjoy your wedding night because you don't want to, that night, you don't want to ruin it with, oh, hold on, honey, hold on, I'll be right back. Be sitting on the toilet all night. That's not that much fun. Who cares about the actual wedding? That's just for other people to see that you guys actually got married. So I can stand there, hold on, I'll be right back. No problem. I'm okay with having diarrhea during the ceremony.
There was one night I was walking my dog about 10 years ago, and I was on the other side of the neighborhood. And the other neighborhood's pretty good size. Like, it's not too... It was far from my house.
Okay, gated community.
And I'm walking the dog, and I've got to go. Like, it just hits me. Like, I've got to go bad. It's coming. It's coming quick, and it's not solid.
So bunch of cul-de-sacs, bunch of suburban area, old mansions.
So I squeeze my butt cheeks, and I'm just like, come on, let's go, Stoney. Because my dog's Stoney at the time. I'm like, come on, let's go fast. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it. So I'm looking at houses, and like in between houses, like, do I just go in between a house, behind a bush, and let it rip? I can't do that. I can't do that. So we keep going. We get to my house. I throw the dog in the backyard. I run inside. I go to my toilet, pull my pants down, and I miss. Like, I was so close, and I missed the toilet, like, all over the bathroom. And I was like, son of a... Like, I was right there, and I missed it.
You missed the toilet.
Yeah, so picture you, like, taking your pants off.
I understand. So you were standing up before you got it all the way down.
And right before I sit down, it just goes all over.
It is possible. There's a very, very small window where you could possibly miss it, and you fit right into that.
I had one instance... I was driving back from the valley.
Yeah.
We had gone to Reynosa in Mexico.
Laredo.
Yeah.
No, it's McAllen.
Okay.
And I was driving back to San Antonio, and I mean, I don't know what I ate or what I drank.
Chalupa.
But it was, it set my stomach. Like, it was the next day, and I mean, I was in pain. And I mean, I'm in the middle of nowhere. If you've ever driven that from the valley to San Antonio, there's a spot where there's nothing. There's
no
gas.
From the valley to... it's like, yeah, like an hour outside of San Antonio.
There is
it's
nothing.
Really a 3-hour strip of nothing.
I'm
nothing.
Sure somebody's driving it right now.
No gas stations, no nothing. And let's just say, there was an explosion in my pants.
While you're driving.
While I pulled over on the side of the road. Because I was like, oh, and I tried to undo my belt, like thinking it was just too tight, and just boom. So I just had to drive back to San Antonio with it like that.
You had nothing in your car to wipe it and get
no,
it all out.
What am I? I'm not going to wipe because it's in my jeans.
Oh.
And so I'm not going to take my clothes off or put more clothes and put it more. You know what I mean? Like, just that pair of clothes is ruined. So just let that clothes be ruined.
Ray, you got one?
I guess mine is Costa Rica, man. When I first got there, they told us do not drink the water. And I was like, okay, this water's clear. I smelled it. It smells fine. It doesn't smell weird. I bet the water's just fine. It's just people. It's an old wives' tale, people saying that. So I was drinking the water for probably a good 6 to 8 hours while we're taking buses to the city we're all staying in. It was a study abroad trip. We're there for a couple months. I was there for about 6 hours drinking the water. I'd probably chugged a couple bottles of water. I get to our hostel, And I tell you what, there's no stopping me. I mean, literally, I had to go. There's no way I could get to a bathroom. I'm trying, you know, you're trying to get through fences you've never been through before. I'm trying to open doors I've never opened before. It was my first day at this hostel. And I didn't even know where the bathroom was. So I'm trying to find a room that I don't even know exactly where it is. By the time I get to the room, I'd ended up having diarrhea. Okay, so it was very embarrassing, very bad. But there was a godsend. There was a shower in the bathroom.
Boom.
So I immediately jumped in the shower. They were just chill little shorts. Of course they got wet, you know, because I'm cleaning the shorts. My buddies are all just like, did you take a shower in there? I'm like, yeah, dude. For some reason, I hate going like 8 hours without taking a shower. I just took one real quick. You know, shorts are soaking wet, but it's Costa Rica. They dried in like an hour.
Boom. And you just lied to your boys. They didn't know.
It was the craziest moment ever to the best moment, and it was already solved in 10 minutes. I just took a little shower inside the hostel, guys.
There you go.
Do you guys want to shower up
too? So what you're saying is when you go to Costa Rica, don't drink the water.
So when people say don't drink the water, something to that. Probably shouldn't.
Like, so in Austin right now, they're on a boil notice. They should really boil the water. They should listen to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Like, the city's on a boil notice.
Oh, and I also saw they said, like, don't do your laundry and limit the amount of showers you take.
Right, they're trying to limit that water use, trying to get it cleaned up.
Wow. And that's still going on? That's ongoing?
Yes.
I saw it, like, a couple days ago.
Still ongoing, but the residents of Austin have responded. I saw the city of Austin Water tweet out a graph of the water usage, and it's way down compared to what it normally is.
That's good.
So that's very good.
People are doing it. You talk to your parents?
No, I talked to them, but I don't talk to them about the boil notice.
Okay.
Except for my dad. He is grandpa. He did brush my nephew's teeth, and he forgot about the boil notice.
Oh, no. He brushed it with the contaminated water?
Yeah. He was like, I probably shouldn't tell anybody.
Whoops. Don't worry. You didn't tell anyone.
Yeah. Hopefully my brother doesn't listen to this podcast and hear it.
You know
then
he
it'll
does.
Be grandpa and son, you know, going at it.
I know your brother listens because he'll troll me on Twitter about stuff.
Oh, he
stuff
does troll you on Twitter. But Red Sox win again last night.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody said under 5.5, that smart man lunchbox. I think he's just about to be right on that one.
I'm telling you guys, and I love, listen, yesterday I came on here and bashed Dave Roberts about his method of switching all the hitters. I went back and did some research. Well, they've been doing that all year. They if the left-handers, they don't bat against, they don't start against left-handed pitching. But at some point, I feel like, because their math, like their GM is really into the analytics, and it's all about the math, the numbers. So they go strictly by the numbers.
We hear you there. We crunch numbers here.
I don't understand when eventually you have to keep someone on the bench. Their catcher, Yasmani Grandal.
He's
like 3-for-35 in the postseason.
And he can't catch a ball.
So at what point do you say, you know what? Yasmani, I'm not going to let you go into the game. Even though our math says, oh, you should hit against the right-handed pitchers, like, just leave him on. He's 3-for-35. He's hurting your team.
Yeah, but the math also says that he sucks in the postseason.
That's
right?
What I mean. Like, his 3-for-35 says, hey, he's having a rough go against the top pitchers in the playoffs, so why don't you just leave him on the bench unless it's a big spot, you need a home run, okay, let's try it. But just to automatically bring him in because a right-handed pitcher comes in, I still don't get it.
Well, they're down two games, so it's
they're
dumb.
Down two games.
The losing proves that they're not smart.
Well, yes, and Alex Cora, I like what he did last night, the manager for the Red Sox. Steven Pierce coming up to bat. He's a right-handed hitter. So what do the Dodgers do? They go to the bullpen, bring in Ryan Matson. Does Alex Cora automatically send up Mitch Moreland to pinch hit, who goes in to play first base later in the game? No, he lets Pierce hit against the right-handed pitcher. And what does Pierce do? He walks, draws a walk. They can still hit. So then they score a couple runs. Boom, it works out. He didn't overly just freak out and automatically, because a right-handed pitcher come in, put the left-handed
hitter
up.
That made me think of you last night when Pierce went in and they made the change real quick. I'm like, oh, there he's walking out. Like, wow, just like clockwork.
Are you guys watching these games with all these pitching changes?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
That is one thing.
They got to speed that up, dude. When that pitcher runs in, he needs to have already been warmed up.
See, that's my brother's
sprint.
This
there should be a one-minute limit. That guy better be on that mound in 1 minute, or it's an automatic walk.
What's the time on the warm-up?
They have 10 minutes to come.
My brother has a great idea, and I'm going to back him up on this. He says that once you bring a pitcher in from the bullpen, they should get no warm-up pitches when they get in the game.
Correct.
They've already warmed up in the bullpen.
Yes.
And the counter-argument is every mound is different.
That's correct. I was going to say that.
But too bad. Like, have been warming up in the bullpen. Let's get out of here and let's throw strikes.
Well, I just think like you get up there, it's a different scenario. You're on the field legit. Like you're looking at a different angle. Everything's different. The mound's different. At least get five pitches or something. You can get five pitches in and get a feel of like, all right, I'm ready to go. But yeah, that's, what is it, 2 minutes?
It feels like forever because people sit here and talk about baseball is too slow, but we need to speed it up. That's one way to speed it up is to, hey, no warm-up pitches once you get in the game because you've already been warming up in the bullpen.
Dude, imagine if it happened in the other sports like that. NBA, boom, they come back from timeout. LeBron's taking jump shots, warming up.
Right.
I mean, NFL, Brady's throwing some warm-up passes. Oh, across the middle? Okay, good one for the arm. They're taking – no other sport do you come back from commercial and they're doing warm-ups. They're ready to play when we're back from commercial.
That's a great point. So, like, let's say Chris Paul's coming in off the bench. You know what I mean? Like, he's been sitting out for 10 minutes.
Okay, they Chris Paul, he's dribbling with two basketballs, warming up and dribbling, dude.
They don't give him a minute to go to the other end and shoot three-pointers to practice.
Dude,
no.
Dude, LeBron's doing a layup line real quick while we're back from commercial? No, they're
so
ready to play.
So what is it, just tradition? Like, why do they keep doing it then? I wonder if there's really something to the 2 minutes. Like, they need that.
I really don't know if there's what the time is, or if they just say a certain amount of pitches, or they, okay, I'm good now, let's go ahead and go. But I love it. You're right, because in another sport, they don't get to do that. A field goal kicker doesn't get to come out and kick field goals in practice before, okay, all right, I kicked five. Let's go ahead and line up for the field goal.
Okay, guys, the kicker just made five field goals. Now we're going to do the real one. Here we go. They never do that, dude.
Huh. Interesting. I like to hear from a pitcher to see if there's something to that. Is there also a pitch clock, too, between pitches now?
They're in the minor leagues, they've been testing it.
Hey, but it is not enforced at
all. I was going to say, it's not really enforced.
I went to the Nashville Sounds game, dude. That thing goes to zero. The only fun thing to do at a baseball game is watch that thing go to zero. Dude, it goes to zero, and they don't do a thing about it.
How long is that clock?
It's like what?
20 seconds?
Yeah, 25 seconds? 35 seconds? Something like that.
Would you want that in the major leagues?
No. Because the major leagues, I mean, maybe in the regular, I don't even know if they're in the regular season because once you get to the playoffs, every pitch is so important and you're worried about signs, and I don't want it to be decided because they are not on the same page and you're rushing the pitcher to just pitch. Like, I like it when the catcher has to go out and talk it over because it's a very intense moment. Every pitch changes a playoff series. It can. It has the potential to. That's why I do like playoff baseball, because every at bat. So I don't want it to be where it's just rushed through and they're not concentrating, but and they said they limited the amount of mound visits now.
That doesn't solve
it. Doesn't make
anything
different. It doesn't change.
And how many of those mound visits are legit? I feel like they just go up there, they cover their mouths with their gloves, and they just go like, "So what's up? You feeling good? Yeah, I feel good, man. All right, let's go."
No, they're talking They're talking what's like the infielders need to know what
the next pitch is.
Well, they're knowing what the signals are, so they can watch the catcher too, so they know what pitch is.
Two fingers means fastball.
We're gonna go with the third signal this time. You know what I mean? Like, third signal is the real pitch, because they throw a bunch of signs down to confuse other people.
And do they put the glove over their mouth
so you can't read their mouth?
So you can't read their mouth, that's why?
Absolutely.
I always thought maybe they have bad breath or something. They're just like covering it up.
No, they cover it up because they don't. And sort of like in the NFL, when they're doing a play call, they put the play sheet over their mouth so you can't see it.
That's it.
Yeah, wow. Because people could go back and watch film and read their lips.
Okay, so that was my question. It's not that people on the field can actually see it. It's the TV will pick it up, the close-ups.
Yes,
and
I feel like
it later.
Or in baseball, someone could be watching in the upstairs, and they tell someone, "Hey, this is what they're saying." So yes, they always cover their mouth like this.
Yeah, I always wondered that.
It's not a bad breath thing.
Okay,
but yeah, and I want to say game one. Let's go back to game one. Eddie was kind of right.
What?
Eddie was kind of right. He said, "I think Mookie Betts went and stole the base because of the Taco Bell taco giveaway. He wanted to be known as the Taco Bell guy." And so I didn't see this, but here's a little interview after game one of the World Series.
Mookie, you led off the game, base hit. Obviously, you go on first pitch. What's interesting is Kershaw's only allowed 3 stolen bases. Great way to start, but did you find something, or did you say, "I'm going first move"?
It was just one of those things. We said be aggressive early, try and get a run across. And on top of that, I just wanted some tacos.
What up? And I was the only dude who would ever think that, right? You said that. You're probably the only person that would think that.
Yeah, I don't know if obviously he's joking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I thought about it later. I'm like, I said, it's only on TV during the playoffs. Like, he can't have seen it. But then I remember, they're not playing every playoff game, so whenever their game's not on, they're probably watching
the commercial.
And so they see that commercial, and he's
That's
like...
That's what I'm saying. And so I think in the back of his mind, he was like, you know what? It's first inning. Screw it. I'm just going to go for it. Give America free tacos. They'll love me forever, and let's just go. Let's do it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Steal second. Boom. Free tacos.
Free tacos.
And he's at second. Come on. Let's score one.
When is the free taco giveaway?
On November 1st, I believe. I saw that in a commercial.
I don't know the exact date, but yeah.
It's in November.
So I just wanted to say that, hey, you listen to Sore Losers, you're going to hear a different angle and you're going to hear a different thing. And sometimes it turns out to be kind of true.
Like, hey, I'm wrong a lot of the time, but dude,
that is so funny that he even brought up the tacos, because you think they're so dialed in, and then but they got a sense of humor.
But
I love it.
But then look at the Taco Bell commercial now. Now it's that stolen base, and as soon as he touches second, a bunch of tacos spit out of the base. You know, now that's the commercial. So I'm thinking like,
well, who is it? Mookie Betts in the commercial now?
Yeah, yeah.
They already changed it.
They used that play, and it's already part of the commercial already. So in my mind, I'm just like, dude, this is such a deal that was like, all right, we're ready to do it.
So you think the Dodgers let him steal?
No. I feel like Mookie in the back of his mind was like, I'm going to do this for the tacos. And then Taco Bell's ready to roll. Get that footage. As soon as he does it, boom, let's put it up.
And they should do it so that nobody in L.A. gets free tacos. Your guys didn't steal the base. Anybody, like, throughout the world,
right,
the
I think
rest
that's
of
good.
Everybody else should get the free taco. But if you live in the greater Los Angeles area or downtown, you should not get a taco because the opposing team stole the base.
Yes, that's a good
point.
That's an incentive to keep them from stealing, and then your fans get punished because you didn't do a good job.
Like, literally, if you're a Dodgers fan and you go to Taco Bell on the day to get that free taco, and you're celebrating the guy that stole a base on your team, you're not a real fan. Like, there's no, you really are going to go in that Taco Bell and wait in the line and almost celebrate another guy stealing a base on your team during the World Series, and you probably lost the World Series. You're just not a great fan if you're going for that free taco.
Yeah, if you're wearing a Dodgers hat or a Dodgers shirt
and you get that free taco,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
And guys, it's November 1st from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Get your Doritos Locos taco.
Nice.
That's it.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Mookie Betts. Appreciate that. America loves you.
So you're giving a shout-out to Mookie Betts?
Yeah, dude. I mean, everyone should love Mookie Betts for that.
And I want to give a shout-out to the University of Michigan gymnastics team. Yeah, good job.
Where's this one going?
What happened there?
Oh, man. You didn't see this one?
No.
University of Michigan gymnastics assistant coach Scott Vettery, 39, has resigned from his spot because he was caught in the backseat of the car with freshman gymnasts having a little...
Is that illegal?
They were in public. They were in an apartment complex, and they were just in the backseat of the car. He's 39. She's a freshman on the team. She's 18.
Yeah, but the 30... She's 18?
She's 18. It's legal.
Okay.
He's married.
Okay.
But she's a freshman
again,
on the...
again, not worthy of any kind of law. Like,
yeah, but I'm just saying... You never hear, we don't ever talk gymnastics, but I think it's...
this is the only time Lunchbox wants to bring up gymnastics.
I just was like, man, that's crazy, dude. Like,
but do you think he should have gotten fired for that?
He resigned.
Oh, he just resigned because he's embarrassed? I don't understand. Like, okay.
You can't have the coach sleeping with the athlete.
Assistant coach.
You can't have him sleeping with
the
athlete.
What if love is love? What if they just love each other?
Okay, then they go love each other, but you can't... As a coach, you can't be sleeping with athletes. That's period. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it.
You can't.
Yeah.
So Roberts can't sleep with Puig.
They're professionals. It's different.
Oh, it's different. So it's just college.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wonder what the real, like, why he resigns if that, because it's not, I mean, yes, it's embarrassing. He's married. He got caught. This is a, you know.
They were charged with an indecent or obscene act in public.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's almost, it's an illegal thing. It's not just, it's illegal by the law's standards.
Yes, because they're in public doing it.
Okay.
Like, if they were in the apartment doing it, there's nothing illegal about it.
Like, if they
were
just having an affair. Like,
nothing illegal about it.
Nothing illegal about it. Probably wouldn't even get, wouldn't resign or anything.
But, dude, you think about it.
No, he'd resign.
Okay.
Because he's still sleeping with the athlete, student athlete.
So, bottom line, it's the student athlete and the coach relationship.
I think that's why that he has to resign. But he was immediately suspended the day they learned about the incident, and then now he's resigned.
Hmm.
Man.
This is the first time we've ever talked about gymnastics on the Sore Losers podcast. Hey, not bad.
Yeah, and I just love it. And the Lakers got in the win column. You guys thought they were going to go 0-15.
Oh, man. So they're not in trouble.
They won 131-113 last night. You want to know? And you want to know how good LeBron is? Let's go check out the Cavaliers. Oh, they lost 102-86 to the Nets to fall to 0-4.
Yeah, LeBron left just in time.
Yeah.
Would they ever lose that bad when they had LeBron?
Well, they would, but they wouldn't be 0-4.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be 0-4.
LeBron was good when he had Kyrie in Cleveland. This last year, they weren't any good. He had K-Love and Tristan Thompson.
They went to the NBA Finals.
But they weren't good. They didn't stand a chance, dude. That was the biggest
If you get to
ever.
The NBA Finals, you're they pretty good.
Dude, conference. LeBron got to the NBA Finals all the time with Cleveland. That's why he left, because they never stood a chance. Yeah, I'm not saying they're not good, but I'm just saying they didn't.
You said they're not. They weren't good.
But, you said they weren't good last year. They were.
And now you just said, you're not saying they weren't good.
They were in a weak conference.
No. The Eastern Conference was weak. Good and LeBron gosh. Is finding out how hard the Western Conference is going to be. Like, yes, it was cool that he went to the conference or the NBA Finals, 8 years in a row, something like that. Okay, great. But you were playing against the Eastern Conference. It was a lot easier to go in the Eastern Conference.
Why is the Western Conference much harder than the Eastern
Conference?
That's
how it is, dude. It's
like, just, what is it about?
It's arbitrary. There's no exact reason. It just happens.
Yeah, it just happens. Sort of like the East used to be amazing with the Pistons and the Bulls and the Pacers. I mean,
Magic.
The Knicks. It was just stacked. In the West, it was okay. And for some reason, the last 10 years,
it's shifted
over to the West.
So think about it. In the NBA, the best teams are in the West. In the NFL, the best teams are in the East. In the East? I mean, I was going to say the Patriots. And kind of like the Atlanta, Southeast.
The Rams are looking pretty good.
Okay, well, that could change this year. But I'm saying, for the most part, it's South, Southeast for
Seattle's
NBA.
Been pretty good.
And then for baseball, it's the East. So it's always the East is better than the other sports.
Really? The Dodgers are in the World Series?
They're going to get beat, though.
But they're the second best team in baseball then.
But that's how it's.
And the Astros had 102 wins in the regular season.
It's too many variations to make
I was trying to hope. I wanted it to be definitive,
I mean,
but it wasn't.
It was a good, it was good try. But I'm just saying.
Hockey. The East.
including Canada.
Who won the Stanley Cup last year? Oh, the Capitals did.
So there's a lot of good teams
out east.
There's a lot of good teams out east.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good teams out west.
But now with NBA, it's all west.
You know, there's a lot of good teams up north.
What I'm saying is, if you are in NBA, go west. If you're
if you're NBA and you want a chance to win,
go east.
Go the opposite.
Well, yes, because there's not a lot of
competition. That's why I thought LeBron, I mean, I was shocked that LeBron went to LA because he was going to find out how hard it is to win in the West. In the East, if he stays wherever he goes in the East, they're going to the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why I was like, wow. So now the East is wide open because you don't have LeBron to go through.
Mm-hmm. What's up with these people breaking their records? 50 score? What did Steph Curry do last night? 53 points last night? Did you see that?
51, something like that. 53.
Yeah, that's not even the main thing right now. Is why are NBA games so high scoring? In the betting world, folks, back in the day, when this is like 5 years ago maybe, Phoenix Suns showed this new offense with Mike D'Antoni, and they put up 100. The over-under for them every game was 227 points. And the Phoenix Suns did shootout basketball, crazy high scoring, run and gun, boom, boom, boom. Then the Warriors adopted that, and their over-unders tended to be in the 220 range. Now, all of a sudden, Vegas is putting some of these NBA over-unders at 237 points. I have never seen that in my entire life. These NBA totals, over-unders, are the highest they've ever been. NBA games are all in the hundreds. Rarely does a team score in the 80s, unless they're Cleveland. It's crazy.
So Steph Curry scored 51 points last night. Blake Griffin scored 50 the night before.
There's no defense in the NBA right now. I've watched a couple of the NBA games on a Friday, Saturday night when I'm just chilling at the crib. And also, NBA League Pass is free right now. I think you get it for another maybe a week, or they shut it down already. But it's just, these teams are just launching up threes. Boom, three. Oh, you got a three? Okay, cool. I got a three. There's nobody playing any defense, which is kind of, it's entertaining to watch. I love seeing them launch it.
Yeah, good defense is entertaining. Offense is entertaining.
They've changed a few of the rules. When you get an offensive rebound, the shot clock doesn't go back to 24 anymore. It goes to 14.
That is a big difference.
So you have to put more shots up.
Dude, and you called that. You said it's going to make the games go higher.
Yes, it's going to make the games go higher because more shots, more buckets.
There's a lot more shots.
And they're not allowing you to, when a player cuts through the lane, you know, they used to kind of grab them or whatever and impede their progress. They don't allow that. They call foul.
Can't touch them.
Because they want more scoring. They're learning from the NFL that people like scoring. And so they're trying to make it easier on the offense to score. And that's why they changed it from an offensive rebound goes to 14, so you don't pull it back out and run clock. They want shots going up. They want points on the board. They want excitement. That's why. Everybody's complaining. Like, I saw some Spurs fan. I'm a Spurs fan. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe the Spurs defense is giving up 121 points a game. Well, if you look at the NBA, all teams are giving up a lot of points because of these new rules. That's what happens.
Yeah. 130 was unheard of 10 years ago.
Right. And now
well,
it's just
Golden State's always been in that ballpark, Bubba.
No,
not really.
Bubba.
Golden
not
State.
Not before this shot clock. That's interesting. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, after that happened, that's when you saw these scores get really high.
So now it's like the teams with the three-point shooters, dog. I mean, they're that's the big where, baller.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
The Pelicans,
yeah,
they Bubba. They only shoot behind the three-point line, Bubba.
Bubba? Bubba? Yeah. I mean, so that's why the NBA, like, 144 to 122. That is
crazy. That's an NBA All-Star game. I was seeing some of these scores, and I was like, huh, do they do the NBA All-Star game at the beginning of the year now? These are out-of-this-world scores. I've never seen teams put up this many points.
Again, does anyone talk about that shot clock thing? Because that theory is really, like, the truth.
No, that is the...
That is the truth. Are there other analysts talking about that? Did they say that that was going to happen, or are you the only one?
I have no idea.
No, lunch like, could have been the only one.
No,
dude, if you're
I
the
can't,
only
listen, guys,
stop it.
Guys,
stop it. No. Hey, please let us. Can
I
we
am not
brag?
The only one. There are so many people
Screw
that em. Watch sports.
Screw them.
The NBA did it with that intention. So that was their thinking.
No.
Like, they didn't come out
guys,
and say that.
This is why we have Lunchbox on the show, guys. He brings you those facts.
And maybe those shot clock rules, maybe they bring some teams closer to the Warriors. Maybe the Warriors ain't
no because
as top
they're,
of
scoring, they're scoring 140, dude.
Oh, so the other teams went to 130, but the Warriors went 140.
Correct.
Yeah, I
dude,
mean,
maybe this brings some of the teams a little closer to the Warriors. If you can just launch fest, Kevin Durant isn't as valuable. Oh, he is still good and stuff.
What do you mean? Wait, why,
I don't know.
Why?
I was just watching the Pelicans, dude. All they do is sit behind the 3-point line and just launch.
No, they're good,
dude. It's amazing.
They're good. I mean, they're one of the teams that everybody's like, ooh, maybe they give the Warriors
Dude,
a shot.
You said they're good.
I like them. The Nuggets, they're pretty solid. I mean, they're a bunch of people you're not going to be able to name if they were walking down the street, but they've put together a good little team. I love it. And now I want to talk about this new survey that I read about, and I want to know your answers.
Go ahead.
They said the average guy would break his best friend's leg for $6,000. Would you break your best friend's leg for $6,000?
Would my best friend be okay with it?
It's not part of it. It just says, would you break your best friend's leg?
It's not worth it, man. No, he can sue me for way more than that.
No. I mean, $6,000, you go on the street and hustle. You can make that in 2 months.
$1 million, I'll break your leg right now.
Okay. Would you get a face tattoo for $128,000?
Nope.
Face tattoos. The average guy would for $128,000 would get a face tattoo.
That's so. I mean, gosh, how desperate for money are you?
If
that's
I was
going to
be an Uber driver full time, yes, I'll take $128,000.
That's true.
But I'm saying career
people won't
opportunities.
People want to get in an Uber with you with a face tattoo.
True.
Like if I got in an Uber and the dude had a face tattoo, I'd be like, ooh.
No, no, no.
If I'm by myself, no big deal.
But
if I'm
the
wife,
Uber driver, I would leave my picture on my profile as the old one before I got a face tattoo.
That's smart.
And then when people got in the car, I mean, they've
you're
already
screwed.
Ordered it.
You're
and if
in.
They cancel it, you're getting $5 either way.
And I am an Uber driver. And the times I've
smart.
Driven people, you realize most people
don't even look.
Don't even look at you.
They're looking
at
your phone.
They barely look at your car. They barely look at anything. They're on their phone. They're talking to the person they're with. They're drunk. Dude, most people don't remember anything about their Uber
do
ride.
Do you guys talk to your Uber drivers?
Absolutely. I sit
never,
in the front seat.
You do?
Absolutely.
You have to ask him if that's okay, though.
No, I just open the door.
Oh, you should probably ask him. I did that one time and the dude got mad. Nuh-uh, get in the back. I was like, oh, my bad, dude. Sorry, I didn't know that was your rule.
If you want to eliminate conversation immediately as an Uber driver, and I also ride Uber, all you got to say is, hey, man, can you turn off the radio a little bit? That means I don't want to talk. Let's just enjoy the ride.
Okay, so whenever they have the radio on, they sometimes ask you, like, hey, is this music cool with you? Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
What do you tell them?
It's fine. I don't care.
Do you ever say, like, nah, man, give me some hip-hop?
Nope. Never say that.
Hey, you got any country music on there?
Oh, dude, they'll play country, and I'm like, hey, man, we're going to the club. Can you put on some rap?
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ray, you're the one that
I control
that requests
the radio, and I tell them the level of volume I want.
No, I'm always good with whatever they got on. Would you eat a worm for $65?
Absolutely.
I'll eat three for $108.95.
Great math, but yes, I'll do that. I was at a party in high school, and we were really drunk, and the girl whose house we were at, she had a whole tank of goldfish.
You ate a worm, folks.
No, she had a whole tank of goldfish.
You ate a goldfish.
And some dude goes, I'll give you $20 and eat a goldfish. Easy. In my mouth. And then the rest of the dudes came in like, did you just eat that goldfish? Yeah, dude, it's not bad. Look, I ate another one. Boom. They all started eating goldfish. Next thing you know, chick comes in, all the goldfish are gone. She's like, what did you guys do with my goldfish? They're like, we ate them.
Dude,
my bad.
There's a
you
bar.
Ate the goldfish for 20
yeah.
bucks, and then you ate a second one for no money.
For no money, and then everyone else are like, that's awesome, and everyone else ate one. And the chick was like, you ate all my goldfish.
In the greater Dallas area, there's a bar. You can do a goldfish shot. and you do the shot, and a fish goes down your throat as you're drinking.
It's like sushi.
What? Dude, people are doing these goldfish all the time now. My buddy's like, yeah, we do this all the time. I'm like, what?
Now, given my stomach's pretty screwed up now as an adult, I don't know if it's because of the goldfish, but it could have been. I've eaten worms. I've eaten goldfish. I was the dude at the party all the time. People were like, I bet you wouldn't eat that. Give me that worm.
They did that at y'all's parties?
Yeah, we'd be camping, like a group of us, like 50 people. It'd be like, oh, look at this worm. Would you eat it? Yeah, give it to me. Boom. It's a worm. Who cares?
Wow. Okay. It's called the Minnow Shot, and it's at Redneck Heaven in Arlington, Texas.
Boom. Did you go there?
Yeah.
Did you take the shot?
Yeah.
And PETA has a thing that says, urge this Texas bar to ditch the cruel minnow shots.
Oh, it's PETA.
Wow.
Hey, PETA, come after me. I did two of them.
Critics rip Texas bar that serves shots with live fish. USA Today. This is back from 2016. I don't know if they still do it, but yes.
Now, I don't want to be the one to go after PETA, but what's the difference between fishing and cooking your fish and eating a minnow? From a shot. I don't really see the difference if you eat the minnow or you just go fishing and catch a fish and cook it and eat it.
That's a good question.
I mean, I just don't see the difference.
I don't know. That, and I guess they opened a Redneck Heaven in San Antonio.
Guess we're going, boys. Next
lingerie,
time we're
body paint, live fish shots. What? It's Redneck Heaven opening in San Antonio.
Dude, that's right
this
up your alley.
August 10th, 2017.
Let's wow. go.
Dude, all hey, it's missing guys, is UFC
okay,
night.
Okay.
Love it.
I am looking at a picture from this story from mysa.com.
Oh.
And the bartenders, they ain't lying. They wear body paint.
Hmm. Wait, nothing? Just body paint?
Just body paint.
So apparently, yeah.
they
so
got
apparently,
bottoms though. They
okay.
got bottoms.
So apparently, this bar isn't known for the minnow shot anymore. It's now the body paint. My bad.
Oh,
boys.
Whoa, hey. Well, hey, look at this. There are restaurants. Whoa.
Whoa.
Redneck Heaven, where the scantily clad female servers will bend over for a complimentary spanking.
What?
After they serve you a cheeseburger.
Listen, guys, when I went there, all I remember was great food and a great time.
They'll bend you over. For a spanking. Sorry.
I'm good with that. I don't need that.
No, no. You got to sign a waiver first, though.
I don't need a spanking from them. I'm good.
Wow.
Man, I don't remember that.
You know where I'm going for Christmas?
San Antonio.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I might take my dad there.
Hey you sweetie, you ever heard of a place that has a good burger? It's called Redneck something?
We should go check it out.
Great burger.
Lunchbox and Ray were telling me it's a great place.
Great place.
I'm gonna
Dad, you want to go?
We walk in, they got body paint. The juniors, my kids are like, well, Dad, what are they?
Dad, they have a fish tank. Don't go over there, son. Hey, Dad, they said I can order a minnow.
Dad, can I get my body painted? No, son, no. Boys, stop.
Daddy, why did she just spank you?
But they're doing face painting, Daddy, like the carnival. No, it's not face painting, son.
Oh, my. Hey, Friday, October 19th. Oh, that was last week. It's wet paint day.
Okay.
Oh, my
goodness.
These guys
are going hard.
This is awesome.
No, what's it called? Redneck what?
Redneck Heaven.
Redneck Heaven, San Antonio, Texas.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Hey, yeah. Redneck Heaven, if you guys want to do advertisements on the Sore Loser Show, we're in. And we just spent 5 minutes talking about your place.
I mean, that's something I never knew. Thank you for bringing that to the show.
Dude,
that,
my boy Billy was like, I got it. He hooks it. Whenever I go to Arlington, Dallas area, dude, he hooks up all the cool places.
Billy?
The best strip clubs, the best places to get a burger, the best games. You know, Cowboys and
Rangers. Yeah, I got
Rangers.
You. Speaking of games, tonight, Texans hosting the Dolphins. What's the line?
I think it's Texans 7.5.
Ask Eddie. He's got 10 parlays.
Yeah, you got 10 parlays, yeah, dude. I mean,
but
I'm interested to see.
I picked him up at 7.5.
Ooh, it's at 8.5.
It's at 8.5 now. Yeah. I picked him up at 7.5.
I'm interested in this game.
I was on NBA line, sorry.
God, oh my.
He has Houston up.
You have Houston up on the NBA lines. I'm interested in this game for a couple of reasons.
Yes, tell me.
Because the Texans, we thought were going to be really good at the beginning of the year. I thought they
were going to be good. The line is 7.5, sorry.
And
okay. All right, I was like,
they look terrible. In the beginning of the season, their offensive line is bad. Last week, they finally looked good against Jacksonville. Like I felt like they dominated the whole game.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson, let's see. I mean, they got Lamar Miller going last week, and so I'm interested to see if they can make Brock Osweiler look like Brock Osweiler because he was their old quarterback, and they got. I mean, they gave him away. They
to Denver,
to Cleveland.
Oh, to Cleveland.
And they said, "Listen, if you'll take him." We'll give you a third-round pick or something. They gave them a draft pick just to get rid of him so they didn't have to pay his $19 million. Because they signed. What's crazy is they signed him to a huge deal, their head coach had never even met him.
He just saw him on tape?
Yes. He met him when they came for the press conference. Like, that is unbelievable.
That is.
And then they got rid of him after one season.
You all right, man?
You done with this podcast?
You good? You ready to go home or what?
Sorry. Yeah.
And you got Texas Tech, West Virginia tonight?
Oh, it's a Thursday night game?
I believe that's the game.
Whoa, I can parlay those two, right?
Let's see, here we go.
Dude, that's a pretty dirty Thursday night game.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we got... Oh, it's Baylor, West Virginia.
Exactly. Wait, before we move on, though, so who are you picking for tonight? Seven and a half.
Gosh. I don't know. I don't really like the spread. I just like the Texans to win. I don't know about the spread. I wouldn't bet it. This is one of those ones where it's just like, ugh, it's an ugly line. It's an ugly game. Miami is, they're feisty, but short week going to Houston. I like Houston to win the game, but
is
I don't know about
Ajayi
the
Ajayi center. Back?
Ajayi, yeah, he's back.
He's back?
Yeah. He's starting.
Hmm. So Osweiler's the quarterback for the Dolphins?
Yeah, because Tannehill's out. He has a shoulder injury. This will be his third game missed.
All right, guys, I'm ready to give my
lock. So why? You like Ajayi in the backfield? You think that makes
for
a big
the Eagles, deal? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He plays for the Eagles. I'm glad you just realized that.
That was just a random thought that I had.
You just realized that.
Wait, so who's Miami missing, though? Miami's missing someone.
So how long did it take you to realize that Ajayi...
As soon as you asked
They don't
me
got
the
their star receiver anymore. He got traded to the Browns.
Listen, as soon as you always look at me like I said something right... I doubt myself because I know that I'm not right. As soon as you look
You're
at me,
talking
like,
about Jarvis Landry?
Yeah.
They haven't had him all year, dude.
Bless him.
I know, but I'm saying bless him. He ain't with him.
Bless him.
All right, guys.
But who are the Dolphins are missing their running back. Who's their running back?
Kenyon Drake?
No, that's not their starter, is it?
Yeah.
I thought they were missing someone.
Okay, Coach, iron this stuff out before the show. You sound like an idiot.
I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get my bet right.
Okay, guys, you ready for me to lock it up? I'm going to go over to the NBA for tonight. I don't like the NFL line. That's dirty.
That's a dirty line.
It's a real ugly one. So I'm going to go NBA, the Nuggets, Lakers. You're going to have to wait up real late tonight. Most games, area codes, it's not going to zip codes and time zones. It's not going to get over until after midnight. Lakers, Nuggets, over 236.5 points. Oh, lock it up. And then thank me tomorrow. This one, put a couple hundred on. I'm not telling you put your mortgage on it. I'm not even saying give it a majority of your paycheck. I'm saying $200, that's something you would spend on a typical weekend. Use it for this game. Double it up. You can have twice the fun this weekend. So Nuggets, Lakers, over 236.5 points. Lock it up.
All right.
You're going to have to wait up late, though. Game won't get over till midnight.
Yeah, it's going to be a late game.
Hey, for NFL this week, I mean, look, there's no beef. You've got to take the Chiefs. Like, that is your lock.
Were you trying to rhyme?
I was thinking about it.
Because that was stupid.
Hold on.
Wait, you're doing your lock of the week on a Thursday?
Oh, man, I thought today was Friday.
Hey, guys, Eddie's going to give you a lock that doesn't happen for 3 days.
Sorry, guys. Hey, scratch that. I'll give you the same lock tomorrow.
Hey, guys, I got a game that starts in a week. Here's my lock of the night.
Dude, my schedule's all screwed up. I don't even know what today is.
Yeah, you still think Jay Ajayi's starting for the Dolphins.
I did, man.
If you guys listen to that last 3 minutes back, Eddie sounds like he knows nothing about sports.
I don't. That's how I start.
But the crazy thing is, he's been getting some bets right lately.
Because you don't have to know everything about sports to win money.
And that's the beauty of betting. He doesn't take the too much of the SportsCenter stuff into effect because he doesn't watch SportsCenter.
Correct.
So that's why I love Eddie's swag, and I love how he's betting right now. He's doing an outsider's approach that most people don't do.
Hey, speaking of...
Bet on both teams. You're going to win either way.
Speaking of, I was reading an article on NBA, and they were talking about, like, oh, he drops 11 trays. Like, they call three-pointers trays?
Yeah.
Yeah, where have you been?
T-R-E-Y-S? Why do they call them trays?
I don't know, dude, but if you put the ball in the basket with both hands and you touch the rim at the same time, slam dunk.
Yeah. No. What's a tray is my question.
It's a three-pointer.
Yeah, but why do they call it tray?
I don't know.
Like a cafeteria tray?
I don't know.
Because if they're trying to do three, as in Spanish, it's tres, like... They're ridiculous. Like, they're stupid. Like, these sports people are so dumb. They come up with the dumbest thing. Like, oh, he dropped a tray. Like, you know it's tres, right?
You know what they call a nice pass?
What?
Dropping a dime.
Why do they do that?
Why? I don't know. Is that stupid?
Well, no. The only reason it's stupid because I think that they're doing tray because of three in Spanish is tres. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, these guys are ridiculous. Like, they're stupid. People come up with the dumbest thing, and they get it going. And then the rest of America, they're stupid, too, going, yeah, he dropped a tray. Like, Okay, see, now because these idiot sports guys are saying Trey, now all of America's saying Trey.
What's your lock?
Oh, for NFL?
Something. People come to this show for betting.
I'll save my lock for the NFL for tomorrow. I thought today was Friday.
Here's your lock. Eddie's not giving you one.
I mean, tonight I would say I would get the points. I would take Dolphins plus 7.5.
I mean, is that your lock? You've got to lock it in.
Yeah, take the Dolphins. I mean, they're not going to get blown out. It's the Texans.
I mean, Coach, you're giving us your lock like you're ordering at a fast food restaurant. Like, be confident.
I think the Texans win by 7, but they won't cover, so take the Dolphins.
Plus 7.5.
Plus 7.5. That's my go ahead, say it for me.
I thought you said lock the door. What is your
thing? Oh, yeah. Slam the door.
All right. Lunch?
I don't have a lock tonight.
All right.
I told you. I don't. It's 7.5. It's a dirty lock.
The beauty of this show is if you're not feeling a lock, we don't give a lock.
Right. Because
we're not just those shows that are wrong sometimes and right sometimes. We're always right.
I gave you the World Series. I gave you the World Series under 6 games.
But that was dirty.
Because that's not done yet.
Oh,
I understand. But
it's looking real good.
No, I know. I understand.
But I'm just saying, but 7.5 is a weird line. I don't like it, so I'm not going to mess with it. But we were talking about the NBA a little bit, and if you want to read a cool article, an interesting article.
How about Trey's?
No, just go over to the Players Tribune.
That's a good one.
It's a very good one, and Darius Miles wrote one about his life in the NBA and what he's doing now. And it's a pretty interesting read, like where he came from, going straight from his experience of going straight from high school to the NBA and just like, he never thought he would make it out of his neighborhood because he was dodging gunshots as a kid. It's a really good read. So if you got time after you get done listening to this podcast, we'll tweet it out.
Some of those articles are a little on the longer side, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're
What the hell happened to Darius Miles?
Yeah, okay. It's a good read. Like, it's like, man, you don't think about some of that stuff. You just see them making the NBA, and you're like, oh, man, they must be living the life. But, yeah, we'll tweet it out. Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Have a great day. And we'll put up some of these questions that we asked on the show from the article about would you get a face tattoo for this amount of money. Have a great day. Ray's lock again.
Nuggets, Lakers, over 236.5 points tonight, late night. Lock it up.
And Eddie's taking the Dolphins.
Yeah,
plus 7.5.
You want those 7.5 points. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be a blowout. Texans will not blow out the Dolphins. Take the points. Dolphins, 7.5.
Okay. Slam the door.
Slam the door.
He says
have a great day.
He still doesn't slam the door.
Have a good day.